Speaking to Rowena Davis, who is accompanying protesters as they march from the Bahrain embassy to the Libyan embassy. What's the mood like there, Rowena?
It's really angry and passionate. There's probably about 150 or 200 people only here, but the noise is absolutely incredible. And the amount of people who are represented from different countries is really interesting as well. There are signs here, people from Egypt, people from Iran, Palestine, Iraq. It really is a coalition of people from across the Middle East. A lot of them are also younger people, awful lot of students, and a lot of women as well.
And what's the plan for the march? Where are you headed?
So we left off from Belgravia Square about 5 minutes ago. That was outside the Bahrainian embassy. Then we're going to go past the Libyan embassy and I believe onto Downing Street after that, picking up more people as they go.
And you mentioned the demographic. What do the ensemble look like? Do they have banners? Are they very excitable?
Yeah, there are huge numbers of banners here. We've got things like Break Links with Dictators, Solidarity with the Egyptian People, Free Palestine. Literally, a lot of signs also in Arabic here now as we go along as well. There seem to be a lot of banners and a lot of colour. And like I said, a lot of young people are out in a lot of dress colours. A lot of Muslim, Middle Eastern and Arab people are here as well. Obviously, all students in Britain probably grew up here but still feel solidarity with where their families came from.
And this is obviously in support of the pro-democracy demonstrations in the Middle East. Is there any sign of a counter-demonstration?
Not as far as I'm aware of, no. I really think that it's universally in support of the people of the Middle East out here. There's no pro-government regime here at all.
Okay, Rowena, well, we'll get more from you later on, and thanks very much.
Cheers.